Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, the Jewish Community Center of Sonoma County presents the 24th Annual Jewish Film Festival, running October 10th through November 12th at the Rialto Cinemas in Sebastopol. I am here with the festival director, Irene Hodes, and the Jewish Community Center executive director, Ellen Bluestein. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining me. Irene, let's start with you because we are talking about this film festival. It's been a staple of the fall for over 20 years now. Well, tell us about the lineup this year starting on October 10th.
Oh, goodness. On October 10th, we have an incredible opening. It's a film called The Keeper, a film out of the United Kingdom. And it's a beautiful, sweeping drama. It's the true story of Bert Trautmann, who was a German SS soldier, a decorated one at that, who was a POW in England and then became an international football, and by that I mean soccer, star.
Thank you for clarifying
A real legend of the Manchester City Football Club. It's quite a lovely story, a sports movie and a love story all in one.
Nice. This is a recent movie, it looks like.
Yes, it just came out this last year.
How do you go about finding this movie, choosing it to open the film festival this year? Tell me about the process of selecting The Keeper.
We have a wonderful film committee. They're volunteers, incredibly dedicated. They meet monthly and they watch a lot of movies and rate them.
Mm-hmm.
And this one is moving. It's a grand movie. I think that many people will connect to it. And what I find most poignant, and I don't know if you'll agree with me here, Ellen, is that it's opening the day after Yom Kippur, the day of great import in the Jewish religion, a day of forgiveness and meaning. And this film is about forgiveness at its core. How do we forgive somebody who was our enemy? Because when he signed Bert Trautmann to the Manchester City Football Club, there was huge outrage among the British and, of course, among the large Jewish community of that city. And it was a rabbi that came to his aid, really. And I think in our times, that's quite meaningful today.
Absolutely. Sounds very poignant. Ellen, anything to add to that?
Well, you asked about how we find films.
Yes.
And I've been around at this for a while. From the days when we were showing 35mm and people were mailing us copies to watch and DVDs, and we had VHS tapes, and now we get everything digitally,
right,
via things like YouTube, and we're small, but we have a wonderful reputation in the Jewish film festival world, and so the distributors find us now, which is great, and so we're shown these films and we're on top of it, and they're very current.
Excellent. Nice. So these films do screen twice a day. This one opens Thursday, October 10th. Well, opens. It screens Thursday, October 10th, 1 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Yes.
And this is the first of the season. Where can people go to get some tickets? I assume we want to get advanced tickets. I feel like this is something that sells out quite a bit.
Yes. Our season tickets for all six films, because there are six films once weekly throughout the month. We can go to the JCC's website, jccsoco.org, and there will be very clear links to purchase tickets. Season tickets are available, as well as individual tickets to each of the films.
Excellent. Maybe a little preview of some of the other films or some of the other highlights of the season, because this is running, like you said, through November 12th.
Yes, we have a film on water sustainability the following week, which is so relevant today. One of the key focuses is actually an almond farmer locally here in the Central Valley, and what Israeli technology and scientists have done to really improve the world. It's a social issue, a human right.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, again, go get some tickets at jccsoco.org. Irene, Ellen, thank you for joining me this morning.
Thank you, Charlie.
Thank you, Charlie.
Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, and this is the Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.